Mike, are we just okay?
Well, right now, guys, we're the 3 seed. We have the tiebreaker over Arizona based on our NFC conference record, but we have a bunch of conference games coming up with the Commanders, with the Vikings. We talked about the Giants. I mean, hopefully we think pretty good about the Giants. We got to win 4 of our last 7 to hit the 10-win mark. I know we spent all summer arguing 10 or 11 wins. We got to go 4-3 to hit 10. And we do have a road game with the Vikings. The Raiders is still a road game. This Broncos game is no cakewalk. No. And the Chargers are playing really good football, more balanced than they've ever been since Justin Herbert came to L.A. But anyway, right now we'd be the 3 seed. We would play the Commanders. If by chance, Carl, we lost a few more games and still win the division, then we're the 4 seed. And right now we'd play the Vikings. The Vikings would come here.
Coming up in 3 minutes.
Can the Falcons slow down this blossoming Broncos offense? We're going to talk about it coming up. I want you to hear Kirk Cousins, and I want you to hear Raheem Morris, because both of them are talking about what is on our minds and has been on our minds and what we've been talking about. And Raheem, first and foremost, was talking about his preparation, the team's preparation, as they start to look ahead to the Broncos.
You know, Zeno, you identify what happened, right? That was a game of the good, the bad, and the ugly. Right, there was a lot of good, right, particularly from the second quarter on both sides of the ball, whether it's offense, defense, or special teams. And then there was some bad, right? There was the individual things that happen when you get beat on a one-on-one, whether it be a corner getting beat, whether you get beat up front from a guard standpoint or a tackle, whether you get beat on special teams when you're talking about the execution of a field goal. And then there was some ugly, getting a field goal blocked. You know, that's ugly. Not doing the right things when you're supposed to do, you know, getting beat on a quick snap by the Saints for a touchdown, things of that nature. Those things are ugly. Those are the things you want to eliminate. And just go back to normal football where you got a lot of good. There's always going to be bad because that's our game. And then how do you clean those things up and get better and better in order to go out here and get you another win before you bye?
By the way, Big O, can you start that again for me? Did he say Zeno? Let me hear this.
You know, Zeno, you identify
okay, you
what happened.
Okay, stop it. Because I'm shocked that Zeno didn't stand up and say, "You address me as Colonel." I'm really surprised that that didn't happen.
And thank you.
A chair to get tall enough.
Thank you, Zeno,
me?
For your service on Veterans Day.
I'm just saying. Coach is answering Zeno's question.
Maybe
go
inspect the tank from in front of it.
He's right. It was the good, the bad, the ugly. And here's the deal. That's what people see.
Mm-hmm.
That is what people see when they watch our football team. It is not the brilliance of Kirk Cousins or the hands of Drake London or the speed of Bijan Robinson or the power of Tyler Algier. They see the good, the bad, and the ugly.
We, and I've been harping on this since the season began when we picked up Kirk Cousins, is we've got the skill position guys. You see it, you know, and not consistently. That's the point that Frank Schwab was making from Yahoo Sports. And that's true. Falcon fans got to admit that. The offense blew it against the Saints. The defense gave you the ball back. We can talk about the defense giving up the big home run ball to Marquez Valdez-Scantling, but you shut it down in the second half. You got the ball back. 3 and out. What are you going to do with it? And we had to settle for field goals that Kuh either made or missed. And then, unfortunately, we screwed things up. We did get a nice series going. That Bijan run didn't sustain it. Me, myself, and I have always felt this team's going to have to score 30 points, and the defense will then take advantage of what we did in 16. 16, we always add up by 10 or 2 scores. That makes your pass rush look so much better because the other team can't even run the ball. But teams can run on us, and unfortunately, like this week, we'll talk about it here in a second, Bo Nix is mobile. Bo Nix has got nearly 400 yards running the football right now, Carl.
Yeah.
And if you remember last year, some of the same pieces are here from last season. We don't do well against those mobile quarterbacks.
So
how does that know you identify what happened, right?
Call me Colonel. So how do we slow down the Broncos? Well, first of all, you slowed down the Saints.
I said 400, 300. He's got 209. Sorry, I don't have my glasses today. Don't yell at me. Bo Nix has got 290 yards rushing this year.
So, yes, he can make a few plays with his feet. I get it. I am not as concerned about slowing down this blossoming Broncos offense because guess what? Ask Kirk Cousins this. How good was the defense for you on Sunday? Guys, this isn't about the defense. This is about the offense coming through when you needed them to. Cousins even admitted they gave us 4 straight 3-and-outs. Listen to this.
Yeah, that was big. We just had to score more points. You know, we had time of possession. We moved the football. We stayed on the field. But we didn't score points, and we shouldn't be leaving it in the field goal team's hands. We should be able to finish drives with 6, and when you settle for field goals, it tends to make it hard to pull away.
Now, Mike, I know you were just talking about that, but I wanted our audience to hear Kirk Cousins discuss 4 3-straight 3-and-outs.
Right,
that is on the offense. So when we talk about how you slow down the Broncos, we've done a good job of slowing down all these offenses. Who's embarrassed us? Outside of Seattle. And that was a blown coverage right before the half that really put you behind the eight ball. Seriously. So you're going to be in the game, Mike. It's more about how this offense responds, and Cousins said it. Almost sounded like Arthur Smith right there. We got to score more points. Really?
The team that you said, the Seahawks game, and again, and we're chalking it up to flat, but and again, last week, I don't know what you call that other than just two parts of the two teams not working as a whole, offense and defense, to your point about they got the ball back in his hands. We're 16th in rush defense, Chris just said, and Mike Turtle just said in my ear. So we're on average right there, league average stopping the run, and we know we got a ball-hawking secondary. You know, we like talking about pass rush, it is what it is. Either they blitz, and they I think we blitz 48% of the time, I read yesterday from D-Led. We rushed on Sunday.
On Sunday.
So we're blitzing a lot. And we're still not getting home. You know, that's the problem. And the Saints got there, and they knocked the ball out of Kirk Cousins' hand. So we've got to be better in that area. The team that scored the most points against us were the Bucs. You know, they scored 30 against us in the win, then 26 in the loss, other than Seattle. That's a team, that's Baker Mayfield running around making plays.
Yeah, Chris, and by the way, I'm going to get on you, Turtle. What you are not factoring in when you start talking about where we rank with the run is how we get off the field on third down. If there is a stat that you could point out and say, and you can go back to Sunday, you can go back to any of these games, you're giving up yards, which puts us in the middle of the road, but we're getting off the field when we need to. Your offense is still getting the ball back. And that is a stat that you go, well, we don't really talk about it. By the way, the Broncos are only averaging about 19 points a game, right? So they don't score a lot. I think it was Chris who told us today, we were talking about this, Mike, they don't expect a lot of points to be scored in this game this weekend.
We're 28th in third down. We're still allowing our opponents to convert at 45.3%.
Does it feel that way?
Yeah, it feels that way.
It doesn't feel that way.
I mean, to me, third down, we bend, don't break. Teams march all the way down the field, and eventually we get the stop.
That's it. But that's the point. Like, you're giving field goals up, but you're not giving up touchdowns.
Yeah. It's almost bend over backwards and don't break defense.
That is the fundamental difference when you start saying, all right, we're giving up yards. And I'm talking about rushing yards. Chris was talking about where we are with rushing yards. And then you talk about rushing first downs. That's right. What I'm discussing. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. I don't know how you feel about us right now. I've gone back and forth. I still feel very good about our team, where we can go. But Kirk is right about this. When you get the opportunities and you don't take advantage of them.
Yeah, I just think we can be better. We haven't played our best football. We're leaving things out there. And anytime you do that, it's extremely frustrating. So you come back to work and you try to put together that game next Sunday. You know, it's tough when you know how much offense we left out there today.
How much offense we left out there.
Right. And I felt we're going to be outscoring opponents to win, right? To win those 10 games. The Vikings, for what it's worth, they were just really flat against Jacksonville. They scored 12 points in that game. Now we got to go to their house, and it will be, again, Kurt said he's going to try to fight back some emotions, but he said he's not even thinking about that yet because it's still weeks down the road. You know, that Commanders game. That's another guy. You got to get Jaden Daniels on the ground.
You do.
You know, the Steelers, like it was the Commanders' defense that let them down at the end. Jaden Daniels was doing his part.
I thought he was going to lead them down for the game-winning field goal.
Right.
By the way, the two top scoring teams in the league, no surprise, Ravens-Lions.